Hey everyone, it's Jimbo with the Auto Detailing Podcast coming back for another daily quick tip. And today's quick tip stems from the interview I had with Joe Fernandez. If you want to go back to autodetailingpodcast.com/Joe Fernandez or just head on over to episode 53. And one little nugget that I thought was so important that I wanted to incorporate into a quick tip. And Joe, if you're listening, you are the first person that I've interviewed that I've incorporated a quick tip. So I know you've been really bummed about being 53rd on the list. But hey, you've been first for a lot of different things now. So here you go. And what he said he did when he first started his business, when he knew he wanted to target his specific niche. And as we've talked about a lot on the podcast, picking what type of detailer you want to be and the type of market that you want to go after and the type of detailer that you want to be has been a reoccurring theme and is super important to help keep you focused and to grow your business. And so one thing that Joe talked about that he did as a marketing strategy was he picked I think it was homes over $5 million in his local area, and he paid a listing service to get all the addresses to those homes that were over $5 million in his local area that he wanted to target. And then once he had a list of those addresses, he could then send out brochures, promotional material, anything that might work to get those people to call him. So the quick tip today is to do just that. Pick a niche within the auto detailing niche, whether that's a dollar amount for a house in the neighborhood that you want to target. Maybe it's a dollar amount income-wise if you want to hit people that make over $250,000 a year, whatever that is. And then find a listing service through Google that you can pay a small fee to get the addresses of those houses or of those people. And then develop a strategy to reach those people and to get in with that niche. Maybe it's people that make right at $75,000 to $100,000. Whatever the dollar amount is or whatever the niche is that you want to target for your business, the type of detailer that you want to be, the tip is to pick that niche and then develop a marketing plan to attack that niche and to get those people as clients. So that's my quick tip. More like a borrowed quick tip. So again, head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com/Joe Fernandez or just flip through back to episode 53 and listen to that full episode. It was a great one. All right. See you at SEMA next week. Again, look for me. I'll be wearing the Auto Detailing Podcast t-shirt, or let me know on Facebook or on autodetailingpodcast.com. Let me know if you're going to be there. Facebook.com/autodetailingpodcast. Love to meet some of you guys. See you there.